You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The ANC in Mpumalanga will today march against gender-based violence, crime and drugs in Matsulu Township. Disgruntled community members say that crime in the area has spiked drastically in recent months. For more on this, we're joined on the line by the ANC in Mpumalanga spokesperson Sasakhani Manzini. Very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning to you, Elvis, listeners at home.
Ms. Manzini, just how dire is crime and other social ills in Matsulu Township?
We all know that crime is a challenge in the whole country, and it needs all of us as communities working together with all the law enforcement agencies to make sure that we are also participating. You know that Mpumalanga is mostly rural, and also the working relationship with your traditional leadership, of which we appreciate that they will stand up in terms of the House of Traditional Leaders and say what is it that they can also do to play a role in terms of making sure that all of us are safe in our communities.
So what are you as the ANC-led government doing in Mpumalanga to address the scourge in the area?
You know that the ANC has launched what we are saying, Reclaim Your Streets, where we are seeing quite a number of communities now forming themselves into street committees so that at night they also patrol. And we want to appreciate business people in the different areas where they also form part of this campaign and support. And also remember that we don't work together, we don't work alone as an organization, but also in terms of the local police station that will also partner with the communities, because we believe that those people that are committing themselves into crime and activities that of crime, they are staying in our areas. So we must work together. We must be able to say that in terms of the workshop, educational campaign, so hence as an organization, we are saying we must do something to make sure that we partner with government in terms of assisting and making some educational awareness and also reporting this crime to the law enforcement so that they can be able to arrest these people.
It seems like the residents have been plagued with gender-based violence as well as drugs and other violent crimes for many years. So why do you think has the fight against the scourge continued unabated?
Like I'm saying, if these people are staying in our own communities, these people are our friends, these people are our family members, and also these people who are selling drugs, we know them. Because it's not possible that we can have people selling drugs in our communities, but we will say that we don't know. One day I saw a video where a small child was asked, where does people buy drugs? Because the child is innocent, they will tell you. So if the child knows where they are selling drugs, it means that even ourselves will know. So we must work together with government, with police, in terms of making sure that we report these people that are staying in our own communities. And something that we also encourage our traditional authorities is that we cannot allow people that we don't know to stay in our communities. Because previously, in terms of areas, rural areas, when you come into the village, you'll be reported that there is a person that we don't know. And that person will be formally be registered and know that there is a stranger. But nowadays, we are staying with people that we don't know, and we allow them to stay in our homes. And we are not reporting even when we know that they are doing this criminal activity. So this needs all of us to work together. Hence, also as an organization, we are saying we are calling on the communities to stand up and be part of making sure that our communities are safe.
So, Mayor Manzini, what is your Freedom Message Day message as the country commemorates our journey to freedom and democracy this Saturday to the residents of Matsulu and Mpumalanga? And it's also just ahead of another crucial election in May.
Of course, we are saying that in terms of our manifesto, we are going to make sure that our communities are safe. Hence, we are saying all of us, we must partner with government in terms of making sure that we participate in the programs that are there and the initiatives that are there in terms of making sure that all of us work together. different structures, your business, your traditional authorities must come together, your taxi industries that are there in our communities, we must come together and making sure that we reclaim our communities, because that is very important. The community that we are having is the only thing that we are having, so we can allow it to be donated to criminal activities and in our area. So we are calling for everyone to be part of this current call of making sure that we live in a safety environment.
I thank you so much for your time. That is the ANC in Mpumalanga spokesperson, Sazakani Manzini.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.